With your connection to local agriculture, I'm Joanna Guza. Raise your hand if you had issues with a cover crop last year causing your field to be more dry than normal. Well, don't actually raise your hand. We're not seeing you right now, but I want to share some insight with you. I talked with Jake Haywish about his farm's conservation efforts and different things that he's tried, and you can listen to that full interview on the Wisco Ag News podcast, but I want to take you back to that interview where we talked about how winter rye caused a little heartburn for some farmers last growing season when it came to when to terminate it, and how last year was just a really unique year that if you didn't terminate it in time, you were left with a really dry area, and then it made a hard be planting your corn a lot deeper. Can you share if you had a similar experience and how you kind of worked through that challenge?
Yeah, I would say ditto to exactly what you said. We learned the hard way last year because we had kind of our area in a 5-mile radius or whatnot from where all of our acres are here was very rain deprived. We had pretty significant drought, but we weren't. In years past, we had always burned off our cover crop. But you typically it's winter rye is the main one that comes back in the spring. And we were very diligent about burning that off in a timely manner, sometimes pre-plant, within a week after planting at the most. But last year, some fields we did that too. We terminated it at planting, and some we just put the pre-emerge down and came back and terminated the rye. But I think the other part of last year was things were off to kind of an early start. The rye was taller at planting than it normally had been years past. So I guess for us, what we learned or what we're taking out of last year is we need to have that rye terminated before it's a foot tall, because for one, it's a good thing, but it makes it hard for that corn crop, especially in a drought stressed year. Those rye plants are all using the same, moisture we need, the nitrogen, all the other things. And we did see our corn, and it wasn't just because of the rye being there, but we didn't have rain for 40 days after we planted either. So it just a very, very slow start. We did have one field that was new to us last year that we did conventional tillage on, just to get it smoothed out. And there was some tiling that was done in that field previous. And that field last year was better than all of our no-till fields. But like you always say, we can do exactly what we did last year this coming year, and we'll have totally different results just because of the weather. You need to learn something, but you don't need to just stop doing it.
And that's your connection to local agriculture. I'm Joanna Guza.